Ja, jeg får nå en tur om en bridge nede i Vaksbåtene. Det ligger en båt som heter Gypsy Life. Og jeg heter kibaren vår til Harald Paul. Han sykler rundt hjemme vi nede sammen med konen sine. Harald Paul, you came to the Faroes with your boat now. Why did you do that?
We stand here for maybe one or two days. We wait for the good weather situation and we sail then to Shetland Islands and then back to Norway, and that is a way for home to Germany.
How long have you been on this trip?
We are sailing now a little more than 1.5 years.
And why did you go on this trip?
First it was I need a little more experience to live in the nature. We spent the winter time in Canada and we crossed the North Atlantic, and that is all for me important, to live in the nature, because then I'll be getting much more experience from the practice side.
And have you been sailing all the time, or have you also been living on land?
No, we never live on land. We spent the whole time in the boat. We have not a house. We live now from 8 years ago in that house, and in that ship, and that is important for us, because then we are closer to the nature, and then I can observe the nature much better as a normal people.
And how is it to sail for 1.5 years like this?
Yeah, but you must know, we live now 8 years, that I was in Svalbard too. I was in the polar region, 80 degrees north, and that is other job. We make reports over the nature, and that is a normal way for us. The Dutch people can do that the same. That is, maybe a little depends from the people, I don't know.
How is it to live on board a boat?
Yeah, that is a little difference to a house, because you need a little more discipline, and you must respect more the nature, of course, and that is two things what is getting hard. If to live in the boat, you have, of course, a little heater inside in there, but the quality is the same as in the house. It's not that is a little difference, yes.
And how is to be in the seas? You never get seasick or groggy or...
Yeah, the problem is it's a small difference between a motorboat. It's a small commercial craft, and that is a motorboat. As to a sailboat, that's the difference, because sailboats are not so much rolling. That boat is much more rolling, and that is a big, if you are very tired in a small time, that is a hard work.
On board a boat like this, how do you get informed about everything that's happening in society back in Germany or in Holland or...
No, for me that's only important now. I produce a movie or a film, that is, I won't go to the editor now. That is mostly now the important thing what I make, and that is, and I want to write the book down, of course, but then we need maybe 1 year for all, take all experience together, then we'll write down that.
And this film, what will it show?
Yeah, more the adventure side, of course, because that is, we are freezing in more than 1 meter ice, and we cut the whole time the hold open around the boat, and that is totally adventure, of course. Over.
Any drama on this trip?
Yeah, the dramatic, that is, of course, we had a very bad sea, and that were a horrible sea, very high waves and stormy weather and blizzard in Labrador. But it's an ice pressure. We had it one situation, ice pressure. I mean, we must abandon the boat, but it's getting good. It's a steel hull that's holding a lot of pressure, but it can be dangerous, of course.
How much can this boat roll? Almost around?
Yeah, that boat can, I hope. I must never do that. But normally it can have capsized 79 degrees, and it can go around too, but I hope I never must do that.
And where do you go from here?
Now I'll go to the Shetland Islands and then to Norway. There are a little protected water, and then I can go slowly to Germany.
And then you go back home to stay on land?
No, we cannot stay. We live on the boat all time.
And will you go sailing again?
Yes, of course, but not the next year. The next year is important for the publicity and for sponsors or something like that.
And is this the first time you've been here to the Faroes?
No, that is the second time. The last year I was here, because I crossed the same way to Canada as I come back now.
Well, Harbo, we wish you all the best for this trip back home, and all the best in the future.
Thanks a lot, and have a good time.